Well, there are several ways we're looking at reshaping the organization. First, we're in line with the SecDef's guidance and the SecArmy's guidance for a strict percent reduction of 25% from the Secretary of the Army and the Chief Staff of the Army. So all two-star headquarters and above are looking at a 25% reduction in our staffs. We've decided that we're not going to salami slice that. We're going to relook our organization, the roles and missions, functions of each of the staffs and each of the levels of command, and reshape the organization to meet the objectives of USACE with the resources that we're going to have with the 25% reduction. So it's not going to be a salami slice. It'll be a roles and mission function assessment. That's the first goal. Longer term, we're also looking at how we address the nation's requirements in different areas of our command. Currently, we have two major areas in the command, two major directorates, and that's military missions and our civil works. And within military missions, there are three primary areas where they're focused. One is to support the combatant commanders in the work that we have to do in 132 countries where we're currently operating. Secondly is in support of the installation management community and what we do on installations, not only for the Army, but for the Air Force and other agencies. And third, what we do in energy security and sustainability goals. Along with our combatant commanders at first area, there's also a broad interagency requirement to support the VA, Department of Energy, USAID. Some of those areas mission, some of those area missions are increasing and some are decreasing. We were just in a meeting yesterday with the VA. We're working very closely with Department of Energy. USAID has always had a strong partnership with us in terms of the work that we execute. So how we reshape the future of military missions is going to be a function of what outputs we have to produce. I think there are going to be more outputs required in the interagency, for example, than we have experienced in the past. In times of fiscal challenge, which we are facing now, all organizations must focus on their core competencies. They must execute their core competencies very well. Our core competency is solving the nation's toughest challenges, and that involves our military missions and our civil works, predominantly in design and construction. Organizations that may not have that as a core competency but are involved in those types of functions now, we already feel they are leaning to the core for assistance. And we have to be structured and organized to accept that. And one of the areas is in the interagency where we're working with our partners in VA, DOE, Customs and Borders, USAID, and the State Department to help with that area that may not be their core competency, and to be a partner in that effort. So that's on the military mission side. How do we reshape, restructure? On the civil works side, we're going through what we call civil works transformation. And in the civil works transformation, we're looking at how do we better budget, how do we better plan, how do we look at our infrastructure strategy as we move forward. So those are critical areas that as we move forward in those areas, the question is, are we properly structured? So the Department of the Army is going through a functional area review. We're doing a very similar analysis within the headquarters to ensure that that we're structured properly at both the headquarters USACE level and at the division level.
And when it comes to that initial 25% reduction you mentioned, have you planned that out both in the timing of that and I guess the method, meaning are you going to pursue reductions in force potentially or more voluntary things like early retirement incentives or separation payouts?
Well, if you look at our organization, about 40% of our organization has been around for 20 years or more. About 40% 5 to 8 years or less, and 20% is in the middle. So we have a clear challenge in terms of making sure we retain the talent that we have, continue to recruit through our intern program, and carefully allow our retirements to move on without losing too much talent in the middle, because we're already short in terms of that population in the middle. So my sense is that we have been very judicious in terms of hiring, and we've been very judicious in terms of filling all of our authorized positions. So we're taking a hard look at those authorized positions that we have not filled and asking the tough questions today: do we need to fill them under this environment? So some of that will help with the 25% reduction. There will be some that choose to retire. That, like I said, there are many that we're in that could retire today or retire in the next several years. And I think our challenge is going to be to meter that so that we have the talent that we need going forward. As a last resort, we would look at a RIF. I believe that this 25% cut, which is we'll execute between now and the next in our organization, I think we can absorb it in the next several years. So it's not going to be something that we do this year.
And just to clarify, is that 25%, is that organization-wide across the Army Corps of Engineers or just
it's at the headquarters level? The guidance from the Army and from DOD was two-star headquarters level and above. I will work to absorb most of that in our headquarters, but there will be some reductions in authorizations at our two-star level, I would imagine. But we're in the middle of kind of that negotiation and study. In fact, I just had all the leaders in the headquarters for about a week, and this was the topic of discussion. And we went through each of the areas that we're analyzing to get input from our commanders and our senior executive service leaders to get their view. So that was the initial session that we had. And we're going to work between now and August to come to some key decisions that we'll have to make in this next year and the following years.